It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories.
It'll be yet another day of testimony from former Trump lawyer and fixer Michael Cohen in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial today. Our Carol Dioria following the story and joins us live.
And that's right, Linda. This will be day two for Michael Cohen. Cross-examination will continue. On Tuesday, the defense tried to paint him as a liar who was out for revenge. Michael Cohen paid porn star Stormy Daniels $130,000. That's what's become known as the hush money, to keep her from talking about the sexual encounter with Donald Trump. The former president is in the courtroom. So are some of his big-name supporters, like Congress members Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert. So as for today's testimony, the defense will continue to try to hammer away and destroy Cohen's credibility, the man known as Trump's fixer. On Tuesday, the defense got Cohen to admit that he wants the former president convicted. He also said Trump cares deeply about this country. The former president is charged with 34 counts, essentially falsifying business records to hide those payments. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
The son of Sam Killer, David Berkowitz, is speaking to the New York Post just ahead of his latest parole hearing. Our Glenn Shuck following the story, and he joins us live.
Yeah, the son of Sam, of course, David Berkowitz, one of the biggest stories really in the history of our city, certainly in the last 50 years. Berkowitz is now 70 years old, the son of Sam, also known as the .44 caliber killer, really terrorizing the city back in 1976 and 1977, leaving New Yorkers to the point where they never wanted to really go out at night. They were so afraid. Six people ended up killed. Seven were injured. Now, in this interview with the Post, Berkowitz speaking from jail, calling himself a father figure, and he's a mentor to those who are in prison. He's also saying now he's inspired by the writings of Anne Frank. Captured back in August of 1977, now Berkowitz faced more than 500 years in prison. Basically, he was never supposed to get out. He's up for parole for the 12th time, Linda, and in fact, most of the time, he hasn't even intended to go to the parole hearings, but he's telling the Post he will go to this one. He does have plans to apologize. Again, David Berkowitz, now 70 years old. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
And the NYPD is asking for help finding the man who slashed a woman's leg on an E-train in Queens. Police say last Friday, right before midnight, the 22-year-old woman was on an E-train at the Queens Plaza station. When the man came up to her, pulled out a sharp object and slashed her in the leg before fleeing from the train. The woman stayed on the train until the Lexington Avenue 53rd Street station, where she got off and called police. She was taken to the hospital in stable condition, but police are asking anyone with information about the man to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A group of city lawmakers are unveiling a bill today that would require the Department of Health to put social workers in all NYPD precincts throughout New York City. City Council member Eric Botcher is one of the lawmakers introducing the bill. He says it's necessary because in his district, he sees people getting cycled in and out of the precincts like for things like petty crimes, but says there is no meaningful intervention to help them stay out of the precincts.
I want to live in a city where we stop to really attempt to address the issues that are at play in that person's life and to really try to get that person on the right track, to get that person the help they need.
Botcher says social workers can connect people with various mental health, housing, and human services professionals. He also says social workers can assist victims of crime and so much more in service of public safety. Councilmember Yousef Salam and Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine joining Botcher to unveil that legislation today. Police are looking for the man who followed a woman into her building in Williamsburg and groped her. It happened last Tuesday at 8 o'clock in the morning near Wallabout Street and Marcy Avenue. Police say the suspect grabbed the woman from behind and she screamed. The suspect fled when someone who heard the scream came out of an apartment to see what was going on. A wild brawl in Queens last night sent several people to the hospital, including a 12-year-old girl who was shot.
12-year-old girl recovering from the gunshot to her arm this morning. An 18-year-old young lady, a head injury, is also in the hospital, as is a 26-year-old woman who was stabbed in the chest in the midst of this brawl. They're all stable. The residents here are saying at least 10 people involved in this fight outside the South Jamaica houses last night when suddenly two masked men walk up and start firing.
It was about 5 shots because I heard boom, 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 and then again, boom, boom. Then I heard people screaming and running, and I looked out the window and just seen people running.
A woman who lives on the second floor of the projects here, she spoke to reporters. Now, the search for the shooters goes on today. Police are reviewing surveillance cameras from the buildings here, hoping that information will help them track them down. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.